From pumping iron.
I have the barbell on my back.
How heavy?
210 pounds.
To brawling bodybuilders.
When you lost your balance, what happened?
I dropped the weight.
When you dropped the weight, what happened, Mr. Hattini?
Now they're flexing their legal muscles.
I felt my leg as if it got amputated. I was under excruciating amount of pain.
Well, he did sign a waiver that alerts you to the fact that there's constant danger in working out in a gym.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Khaled Hattini is suing fellow gym member Yu-Wei Chung for injuring him when the weights he was lifting fell on his leg.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 260 on the calendar, the matter of Hattini versus Chung.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Hattini, you and Mr. Chung were both working out at the same gym. On what date, sir?
On May 10th, 2013.
Were you a regular member of that gym?
Yes, I am.
And are you a regular member of
yes,
that
I
gym?
Yes, I am.
Had you ever seen each other working out previous to May 10th?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
On that date, Mr. Hattini, it is your claim that Mr. Chung, who was playing with barbells, dropped the barbells, and the barbells injured you.
Yes.
Mr. Chung, I read his answer, and his defense seems to be you should have gotten out of the way, if I'm reading it right.
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Mr. Chung, I'm going to ask you to go over there, so step away from the bench. I'd like you to show me how you are doing your barbells.
I have the barbell on my back.
How heavy?
210 pounds.
Now, when you have those barbells on your back at 210 pounds, do you sometimes use something that, I don't know, what do they call it, a spotter? Are you impressed?
I'm very impressed.
I don't.
You know, a little information sometimes can cause you a lot of trouble, because I hope nobody asks the next question. You don't use a spotter.
I don't because...
They're just to say, don't tell me because. I would like Officer Byrd to tell me what a spotter is.
That's the person who makes sure that you're safe while you're lifting.
And you can do those exercises sometimes with a machine, right?
It's a different exercise, though.
This is your own exercise, so you don't use...
No, it's a very common exercise.
Yes, where you...
Do a squat.
A squat.
With the barbell on your back.
Without anybody watching and observing you.
Because it's on a weightlifting platform where weights are allowed and designed to be dropped if something happens.
Okay. Now you can go back. Let's retrace it a little bit. So you're doing squats with 210 pounds.
Right.
And evidently, either you lost your grip or it was too heavy.
I lost my balance.
You lost
it's
your
balance. It's a weight.
Lost your balance.
Yes.
And when you lost your balance, what happened?
I dropped the weight.
And when you dropped the weight, what happened, Mr. Hattini?
I was working on this leg press machine, Your Honor, and unloading the plates onto here.
Just a second. Just tell me, and then I'll look at the pictures. Don't pick up the
thing. Okay.
When I started, nobody was behind me.
Listen to me, sir.
Sorry.
I asked you questions. I understand. You were doing your squats with 210 pounds. You lost your balance. You don't work with a spotter. You dropped the barbell, 210 pounds. He's going to tell me what happened to him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to make it clear. He's claiming that you can drop the weights on this platform. Yes, you can drop the weight on the platform within this square. Not off of it by three feet.
Just tell me what happened to you.
So I was unloading the weights off of the leg press machine, and I didn't see anything. I just felt a massive force crushing my calf against the plates on that leg press machine, and I felt my leg as if it got amputated. I was under excruciating amount of pain.
Okay, so he dropped the barbell, and it
rolled
landed, it rolled, and it stopped on your calf.
Yes.
That's what happened. Okay.
Can I point something out?
No. I mean, there are certain things that he's going to have to prove to me. He's going to have to prove to me that he was injured. There's no question if he was injured that it's your fault. You choose not to use a spotter. You choose to do that exercise. You have to guarantee if you choose not to take certain
precautions. Well, he did sign a waiver that alerts you to the fact that there's constant danger in working out in a gym. Having your back behind someone doing a squat on a weightlifting platform is not being aware of being in constant danger in a gym.
What I'm telling you, sir, is you have to be alert. to the potential dangers, because if you were using the equipment...
When I started...
Listen to me. If you use the equipment properly, and if you were properly trained, then you wouldn't have lost your balance.
Right, but
then you wouldn't have lost your balance. Then you would not have dropped the barbell.
Stuff happens in a gym. It was something I'd done before.
Stuff happens when you drive a car.
Exactly.
Stuff
but you don't sign
when,
a waiver when you drive
yeah,
a
you
car.
Are you trying to talk over me?
I apologize, Your Honor.
You do, in fact, implicitly sign a waiver when you get into your car and you're driving on a parkway with other vehicles. Implicit in that, when you get a license, is that you're going to exercise caution. Sometimes accidents happen. That's why they're called accidents and not on purposes. There's no question that you did not drop the barbell on purpose.
Right.
It was an accident. Your accident. Because either you used too much weight or because your legs weren't strong enough to hold on to the weight. A little bird didn't come into the gym and cause you to lose your balance. You lost your balance because of you.
May I make a point?
Sure.
This is an area where weights are designed and allowed to be dropped. It's not like he was in an area where you're not supposed to be dropping weight.
No, just a second. They're designed to be dropped in a certain way, sir. They're designed to be dropped when you are finished doing your squat. I see Zumba people do that all the time. They pick up somebody and they drop it on the ground. But they drop it in a controlled way so that they're controlling it. What you say happened was you lost your balance and you actually dropped the weight in a non-controlled way.
Actually, on a weightlifting
platform.
Just a
second. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm not talking to you anymore. I have other things to do today. I'm telling you that if he was injured, you're responsible for his injury. Now, after the weight went into your calf, were you taken to an emergency room?
Yes, the ambulance.
I'd like to see the report.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the emergency room report.
I'd
and
like
here's
to see
a
it.
Statement from the gym, the entire accident.
Just a second.
Okay.
I don't read statements from the gym. Is that what you have?
The accident got caught on camera, and they wrote a statement with an
no,
accident
I don't
report.
Take, listen to me. If the accident is caught on camera, bring me the tape. Don't bring me somebody else's interpretation of what they're reading on a tape. I can't read that.
Okay.
Then they're taking on the role of the judge. If they're describing what they saw on a tape, they're taking my eyes away from me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your leg wasn't broken, you were in terrible pain.
Yes.
And it cost you $45. Did you have any other follow-up medical treatment?
I do. The bills are here.
I'd like to see it.
Yes. And it also cost me about $1,000 of my wages. There's a statement from my...
I don't read statements from anybody.
Thank you.
Except the police department, because they're business records.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how much your medical bills were. You have insurance. The carrier paid $148.
Yes.
And then a carrier adjustment, and your balance was $35 on that whole bill.
The next page, Your Honor, you will see the hospital bill. It's $1,600. And you will see the ambulance bill. It's almost $1,000. I have the bruise on my calf till this day, Your Honor. If you give me the permission, I'll be glad to show
Absolutely.
It. It's my calf is dented, and I have a bruise right over here, and it's numb to the touch.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't see any reason that you've ascribed to Mr. Chung for having any reckless disregard for your safety. I think he was working out in the gym, he lost his balance, and the barbell hit you.
And later today...
Angie put my daughter on the couch with the tablet and the TV and went and took a nap. You don't go lay down and take a nap.
I would like to know what a tablet is.
An iPad.
An iPad. Oh, I thought you had some sort of a drug. Oh.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Khaled Hattini says fellow gym member Yu-Wei Chung injured him when he dropped his weights during an exercise.
Listen to me, sir. There is something to what Mr. Chung says, that when you work out in a gym, there is always the possibility of injuring yourself. I know that. My husband works out in the gym regularly and has hurt himself in a gym on more than one occasion, either because of himself. I don't ever think it happened as a result of somebody else, although maybe on one occasion it did. But there is a certain risk when you're working out with heavyweights, et cetera. But I do not think that you assume the risk when you go to the gym of somebody losing their balance, dropping weights, and those weights falling on you. Now, there's no question that Mr. Chung did not do that on purpose. It was an accident, and that you should be made whole. And your being made whole is $2,700, because that's what your medical bills were.
Yes.
I don't see any reason that you've ascribed to Mr. Chung for being reckless and for having any reckless disregard for your safety. I think he was working out in the gym, he lost his balance, and the barbell hit you. And I certainly think that you should not suffer for any out-of-pocket expense as a result of that. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,700, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
He was hurt, that's undeniable.
He's being now really nice in front of the camera, but here's his reaction to me when I came and approached him the first time. You're still standing, why should I pay you?
I think he basically walked into an area where it says watch out for falling objects and he wasn't watching out for himself.
You can drop the weights on the platform, not off of it by 3 feet.
He's been there pretty almost every day from what I understand, beginning the day after the accident.
I couldn't walk for 2 days. I came back 2 days later limping to the gym.
Working out, using both legs?
I went back to the gym to train my upper body. I did not train my calf till 8 weeks later.
When I'm in the gym, I just do my business. I don't pay attention to anybody else.
He is responsible for every second and moment of pain that I had to endure.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Scott versus Hastas. Step forward.
Daycare provider Angela Scott is suing her former client, Stacy Hastas, for an unpaid daycare bill. Stacy claims Angela is a negligent provider and she's not paid.
Ms. Scott, it is your claim that the defendant owes you four days of daycare services for her two children.
Yes.
And Ms. Hastas has defense. Her defense is you shouldn't be entitled to any money for taking care of the two children because you neglected them. So, Ms. Hastas, on what date did you bring your two children to Ms. Scott?
I don't have an exact date.
On what date, Ms. Scott?
May 15th, 16th, and 30th.
So 3 days?
Yes.
You brought them on the 15th. Mm-hmm. Did you pay for them on the 15th?
No, I did not.
How much was the agreed price for the 15th?
They were there for 6.5 hours at $5.50 an hour for both children, so $35.75.
So you availed yourself of her service.
Yes.
On the 15th, you didn't pay for it.
I was told I could pay all at the end of the week.
But we're in court now, so mm-hmm. Not what you were told. Now we're in court and we're going to figure out how much you owe and how much you're going to pay. So on the 15th, you took your children, $35.75, and were satisfied sufficiently to bring them back on the 16th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you brought them back on the 16th. And how many hours did you work on the 16th?
From 9:33 in the morning to 1:50, so my program says it's 4.28 hours. For a total of $2,350.
Now, there is a long gap between May 16th and May 30th. What happened, Ms. Hastas?
On the 15th, I brought them back. Everything seemed to be fine.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that you were not satisfied, that you had concerns about her care of the children or anything else about the 15th. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you were any sort of a mother, if you had sufficient concerns, you wouldn't have brought them back on the 16th, which you did. So you owe her $35.75 for the 15th. Now, having brought your children back on the 16th for her to care for the children, I am asking you what happened between the 16th and the 30th, because you don't deny that you brought the children back on the 30th, which means if you were any sort of a mother, if you had legitimate concerns about the safety of your children on the 16th, you wouldn't have brought them back on the 30th. So clearly, you owe for the 16th, which is $2,350. My question to you is, what happened to her caring for the children between the 16th and the 30th?
The 16th, my mother picked my kids up, and Miss Angela Scott brought my mom the wrong child.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, she never mentioned that I neglected her.
She's paying for the steak she
ate. I should have to mention that. You take a nap. You don't get to take a nap while you watch kids.
I didn't take a nap while I watch kids.
My 5-year-old's in the back. You can talk to her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Daycare provider Angela Scott says former client Stacy Hastas owes for an unpaid daycare bill. Stacy claims Angela doesn't deserve to be paid.
Now, what happened between the 16th and the 30th?
The 16th, my mother picked my kids up, and Miss Angela Scott brought my mom the wrong child.
Well, that would have suggested to me, as a normal mother, you, not your mother, you, normal mother, she brought my mother the wrong child. I may not, just a second. I'm not bringing my kids back there again. But you brought them back on the 30th.
Because I gave her the benefit of the doubt. Thank
just
you.
A second.
Never
That's
knew.
Fine. Just a second. You gave her the benefit of the doubt, so you owe the money for the 16th. Now, you gave her the benefit of the doubt, and despite the fact that your mother said, you know, she gave me the wrong kid, and despite the fact that you had other concerns about her care on the 15th and 16th, you brought your children back on the 30th. And how many hours were your children there on the 30th?
I'm not sure.
How many hours were they there on the 30th?
3 1/4.
How much?
It's right around $18.
Now, what happened on the 30th, Ms. Hastas? Because after the 30th, then you did not bring your children back there anymore.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. And you left your children there for 3 hours. Where did you go during those 3 hours?
I worked.
Okay, so you had to go to work.
Yes.
Great. So far you owe for the 15th, you owe for the 16th. Now you want to tell me why you don't owe for the 30th.
I don't owe her anything.
Oh, yes, you
I
do.
I just explained
to you that you ate the steak. You went to the restaurant, you ate the steak. You didn't return the steak and say, I don't like the way this tastes. You ate it, and then you said, you know what? I've had better steak. I'm not paying for it. You ate the steak on the 15th. You ate the steak on the 16th. And you ate the steak enough so that you brought the kids back there on the 30th for another steak. Now, all I'm asking you is you do owe her for the 15th and 16th. So now you're going to explain to me why you think you don't owe her for the 30th. I've already ruled on the 15th and 16th because you ate the steak. Now, if you have some compelling reason, because you didn't bring your children back after the 30th, if you have some compelling reason why you think you should not pay for the 30th, that I'll hear you, but you are going to pay for the 2 days when you ate the steak. The 30th is what we're talking about. 30th.
I picked my daughter up, and as every mother, you ask your kid what they did that day. She told me that Angie put the kids in bed, put my daughter on the couch with the tablet and the TV, and went and took a nap.
You're the one who
I'm not paying anybody to neglect my children. If you don't watch the kids, you shouldn't get money for saying you watch the kids. And you, as a daycare, you don't go lay down and take a nap.
I would like to know what a tablet is.
An iPad.
An iPad. Oh, I thought you some sort of a drug. Oh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Who takes care of your children now?
I do. I had to quit my job not being able to find proper care. And I didn't trust to leave them with anybody anymore. So I quit my job to stay home with my kids.
What's wrong with your mother?
My mother works.
I don't understand. She owes you $77.25. Why are you suing her for $787?
In my parent handbook, it's $5 day late fees. She said she'd be there June 2nd with a check. So the late fee started June 3rd when she didn't show up to pay me. She gave
$77.25, judgment for the plaintiff.
No.
That's all. Thank you.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Your Honor, she never mentioned that I neglected her.
She's paying for the steak she ate.
I shouldn't have to say something. You take a nap. You don't get to take a nap while you watch kids.
I didn't take a nap while I watched your kids.
My 5-year-old's in the back. You can talk to her.
Listen to me very carefully. And you too. If your daughter said, after she had a conversation with you, my mother told me I was given the wrong child at daycare, and therefore, this is not the kind of place that I want for my children to be cared for. I'm speaking. Try putting on your listening ears. Then I would say, fine, I may listen to that. But she ate the steak, and not only did she eat the steak, but she brought the children back on the 30th. And I don't care what the reason was. Whether
because
the reason
she
was she
no
had
choice.
To go to work. What?
She had no choice, Your Honor.
She had no choice. There's something wrong with you. That's my judgment. Goodbye.
Your Honor.
Sorry, excuse you. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't think she deserves a dime. I shouldn't have to pay someone to neglect my children.
We do stuff with the kids every day, and I didn't neglect her kids.
I have a 4-year-old who comes home and tells me she went and took a nap. You don't take a nap when you're watching someone else's kids.
I didn't take a nap while her kid was there.
When I went to pick the children up, the babysitter took a long time to get the door, which concerned me.
She never even voiced a complaint to me about anything.
When she finally did come to the door, she tried to give me a different infant, and I said that one wasn't mine.
I've never given anyone the wrong child. The days that they were there, there was my kids were the only other ones there, so I have no idea what she's even talking about.
Make sure you check everything out before. Otherwise, you could end up with someone neglecting your kids.
Everyone that meets me always comes, meets my staff, looks around, and everyone's happy with it.